time to go to the movies. And this week, our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net, takes us into the shadows.
My name is Barnabas Collins. 2 centuries ago, I made Collinwood my home.
My love.
Until a jealous witch cursed me, condemning me to the shadows.
What have you done?
For all time.
For all time. And Paul, when I saw this trailer, I thought this looked like a pretty funny movie, but it's not based on anything funny.
True, it is based on the original soap opera Dark Shadows. And I know it has rabid fans out there. This is bound to anger them, because I don't think there's a whole lot of purity in the adaptation. But there's two ways to have fun at this movie. It's fun to watch Barnabas Collins, the vampire 200-year-old guy who is freed from a centuries-long curse, finds his way into his old family mansion in the 1970s, so he's in the wrong time, and he has to deal with advances in technology and drugs and slang. There's lots of laughs in the fish-out-of-water deal, so it's fun to watch that. But it's also just fun, bonus fun, is had in watching Johnny Depp have fun. The guy's just having fun in this movie, and it's totally contagious.
What about the folks who are, I guess, true fans of the original? What will offend them?
Well, there's a bunch of gags in it. You know, there's a bunch of jokey stuff in it, which I don't believe was in the original. I can't say I'm an expert on the original, but, you know, listening, if anyone really has a problem with it, you know, I need to second guess how I thought when George Lucas had Greedo shoot first in the Star Wars Special Edition. You know, maybe I'm just yabbering and I should listen to myself talk so I can stop.
But, you digress.
Yeah, but this is written by Seth Graham Smith. He wrote the novel Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, so I guess now he's the go-to guy for, you know, messing with classic properties. But Depp's fun to watch, like I said. You know, a lot of guys who are out there doing comedic stuff, Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy, whoever, they're dying to go serious. Depp continues to just be one of the funniest guys on screen and probably one of the one of the last guys you expect to be.
And this is the interesting thing. If Johnny Depp is having fun, you can bet that Tim Burton is having fun. And when I was preparing for this interview, they made me feel incredibly old by mentioning that Edward Scissorhands is 22 years old.
I know. But that's a great, truly original Tim Burton movie. You know, now he's on a string of remakes, Wonka, Sweeney Todd, Alice in Wonderland. I'm wanting to get another original film from him. And if he's never made a truly great film, like, he's not going to make The Hurt Locker or anything that gets all this praise. He's just going to make movies that are entertaining for people. And if, you know, even though this one's a little uneven, the ending has a lot of special effects, gets a little blown out of hand with action and stuff, still, it's entertaining. And, you know, so if that's what he sets out to do with nearly every movie he makes, that's what he does here. And again, Depp proves to be a lot of fun on screen.
You know what I'm missing, though, is as far as Johnny Depp movies go, and he is incredibly gifted and totally hot. But I'm missing, you know, What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Where's Johnny Depp doing these kinds of movies these days?
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I mean, he put out The Rum Diary, you know, another Hunter S. Thompson story at the end of last year, but it kind of didn't get the play that the Pirates of the Caribbean movie did back in May. So they're out there. If you hunt out the little indie films that he makes, he still kind of straddles his time between the big blockbusters and the indies. And, of course, that's something more to appreciate about him.
Yeah, so bottom line, are we going to go see Dark Shadows this weekend or what?
I think so. The opening's fantastic. We get sucked right in. The Danny Elfman's back with a big old Tim Burton score. There's an eyeful and all the production design as you get from Tim Burton movies. Collinwood Mansion is gorgeous. Tim Burton, I live in Burbank now. He grew up in Burbank. It makes me a little worried for, you know, if all the characters and imagery he puts in his movies reflect where he grew up. I don't know how much longer I can stay here before, you know, I have sort of prolonged exposure to insanity or something. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It turned out to be a good summer so far. Avengers and this, that's two in a row where you're going to have a good time.
All right, that is our movie guy, Paul Preston. You can find him at themovieguys.net.